I had someone on my team build my funnels for me, a VA in the Philippines. And actually, he didn't just build a funnel, he built three funnels for me. That was onevaaway.com, vasmadeeasy.com, and outsourcinglever.com. And he wasn't a funnel builder. He didn't know. He didn't have any experience doing it, but he did it and did a really great job with it and did all kinds of stuff for us. And it's been really great. I didn't have to do any of it. So can a VA do it? Yes, they can. Welcome to the Secret Sauce of Outsourcing podcast that's dedicated to making you better at outsourcing to the Philippines. This is episode 461. Can a VA build your funnel for you? The short answer to this is yes, they can, for sure. If someone can build a funnel for you, then someone in the Philippines can, yes. Should that person be a content writer? Probably not, but maybe. So let's talk about funnels really quickly. So you have a whole bunch of different tools out there. Go High Level, ClickFunnels, Wix, WordPress. There's probably a dozen of these right now. And they'll all help you do some piece of it. There are different tools for doing different things. There are different advantages for doing different ones. I don't actually really know because I stopped learning about this stuff like 15 years ago. Instead, I just have people on my team tell me what to do. They're all in the Philippines. They'll figure it out for me. It's really amazing. So what do we have? Well, we certainly have WordPress sites that we use. Onlinejobs.ph is fully custom software built from the ground up by people in the Philippines. Onevaaway.com, which is where I teach how to hire people in the Philippines. Outsourcinglever.com, which is my book about why the Philippines and how. And then vasmadeeasy.com, which is training, done for you trainings that you can give to people in the Philippines. Those last three are all funnels built by someone in the Philippines. They're all done on ClickFunnels. Could have been something else, whatever. And I haven't really had to do anything. So can someone in the Philippines, can a VA build your funnel for you? Yes, absolutely. So the person that did mine, those three, he actually had no experience with ClickFunnels before he did it. I gave him the ClickFunnels training and he went through it and he built all these funnels for us. Now, he did not write the sales copy for those funnels. That's where I want to make a distinction. So can you just hire someone and say, build me a funnel? No, probably not. Not without some sales copy and some design work. Do they all provide you some templates? Yes. If you provide them sales copy that's written for those templates, can they do a pretty dang good job even if they have no design experience? Yeah, probably. We had sales copy written by a copywriter, and we had a designer design the pages. And then he took those, both of those things, and put it together in ClickFunnels. He hooked it all up. He did opt-in pages. He did email marketing with it. He did all kinds of stuff, and it's been really great for us. How do you find these people? Well, it's super easy on onlinejobs.ph. If you search Go High Level or search ClickFunnels or you search WordPress, whatever it is, yeah, you're going to find probably thousands of people. How do you know who's best? Well, like anywhere, you probably have to interview them. You can see what they've done in the past, ask for references. I always do this. I ask for references. And then I want to see how many of those sites are still online, because if they're still online, that means they probably did a really good job of working with someone to make that funnel successful. Now, also recognize, because I have seen this and I've seen this over and over and over again, if someone builds a successful funnel, that is not on the person in the Philippines to make it successful. That's really the business owner of making it successful. And if that business owner is making it successful, they probably still have that person working for them, probably full time, because funnels never end. You're never just done with a funnel. There's more to do always. And so that person who successfully built this funnel for successful business owner is probably working full time and they're probably not applying for your job. So if they don't have funnels to show you that are online because they've built all these 16 different funnels and none of them succeeded because none of the business owners can make it succeed, that's not necessarily their fault. Although if they do have stuff that's online, that's a really big added bonus for me. So then how do you make this work? Well, so for me, I have a team. For you, if you don't have a team, let me give you some suggestions. Number one, you should spend some time writing some sales copy or hire a sales copywriter, probably in the Philippines because it's so much more affordable. You're gonna have to spend some time and some money on this, but when you get the copy done, and as you're doing the copy, I would have them write for a template. So whatever system you're gonna use, you're gonna pull a template out of that system and you're gonna have them write sales copy for that template so that they're not just writing random stuff and then your VA that you hired who has no design experience has to try and match these design elements with these copy that don't match. And that's really hard. So rather than doing that, have your copywriter write for a template so that your funnel builder can then put it into that template and put it into Go High Level or ClickFunnels or whatever it is. And that's so much easier. You're so much more likely to get a really good looking product out of it. How do you accomplish this process? Okay, so here's, for me, I talked about this in the last episode. What I'm going to do for this is I'm going to find a bunch of funnels that I like, or I'm going to find the template and other funnels that are using this template. And then I'm going to record a video and I'm going to say to the copywriter, hey, I want you to write sales copy. Here's our market. Here's our people. Here's our customer. Here's our customer avatar. Here's what I want you to target. Here's the messaging that I want for this. Here are the pain points. I'm going to describe all this. And then I'm going to say, here's this one that I like. Here's what I want you to put here. Here's what I want you to put here. Here's this template. Here's how I want you to make this work. I want this and this and this and this and this. When you get that back, I'm going to send that to a funnel builder and I'm going to say, hey, I want you to match these up. Do the best you can. And I want to see what happens. Send it to me when you've done the best you can. Then I would probably go back either to the copywriter or to the funnel builder and say, hey, look, this doesn't match. We can't make this work. And without a graphic designer, this is not going to look good. It's going to look odd. So either rewrite the copy or you have to make it work differently in that template. If you have a designer, this is a different story. You can start from scratch. You can have the copywriter write the best copy, whatever they can do. You have the designer design it for a page. Then you can have the funnel builder stick it into Go High Level, into all the different sections of the page. The design is already done. So this is like the ultimate way. It's just more difficult on your part and more expensive. It'll require more work. Otherwise, you can work with them to fit it within your template. And as long as you give instructions towards like, hey, look, this headline needs to fit in this. You can't just write a headline that's 14 lines long when we only have 4 lines to fit it in. So make sure it works here. And if it's me, that's how I'm going to have a VA in the Philippines build my funnel. Now, who should you hire? Let's start with the funnel builder. So the person on my team, they were a webmaster. They didn't know anything about funnel building. They didn't know anything about funnels or click funnels or anything. But he did have some web experience. Is that required? Absolutely not. Can anybody learn to build funnels? Well, I wouldn't say anybody, but yeah, most people can learn the software. They can learn to click this button or that button, put this here and put this there. What they are not is a designer. So most people you're going to look at are not going to make it look nice. So if you come to them with sales copy, they're not going to make it look nice. They're also not a copywriter and they're not going to write stuff that's going to convert for you. And so if you just want an opt-in page, it's pretty simple. And you have copy written and you just say, hey, put this in a funnel and make it look nice. Well, you need to have hired someone who has design experience. You need to see funnels that they have built. One of the things that you need to be careful of in doing this is make sure that they're using their own funnels that they're sending to you. I one time was hiring people to build a funnel for me and I started getting the same example work from people. And I was like, wait a minute, what just happened here? Come to find out, they all took the same course. And that course provider was giving them a sample that they can use when applying. It looked amazing. But I got the same thing from multiple people. So just be careful and ask them where you got this. Did you actually do the work of designing this? Did you do the design work? Or did you just put this into the funnel? You need to make sure that they didn't just get the design work from someone else. Otherwise, they're not a designer. And building a funnel and designing a funnel are two very different skills that you can definitely find in the same person. But just generally, it's not the same person. Next, the copy side of this, it is unlikely that your funnel builder is also going to be a copywriter. That piece of this is, it's not likely. So you're going to want to write the copy yourself. It's for an opt-in page. That's pretty easy. Like, it's very short, right? And usually most funnel building softwares will have examples. You can also easily find a funnel out there that you like that you can then copy, write the headline, write the subheadline, write the opt-in box text, write the button text. It's pretty easy. Then you can give that to someone else and say, hey, make this look like this. And then they have a design, then you wrote the copy and it all fits together and they can just build the page for you. They can hook it up to your autoresponder. They can hook it up to your website. They can make all of that happen. There's instructions out there for how to do that and they can follow those instructions. So if this was me starting over, what would I do? Well, given that sales is so important in making a business work, I would probably learn some copywriting for myself. I don't like it, But I understand that copywriting comes into everything that we ever do. And so actually that was one of the very first things that I did was I learned copy. I didn't like learning it. I didn't really have the time, but it has served me now for 20 years in doing better products. I would not hire a designer, but I would try and hire a funnel builder who also has some design skills. This just makes it easier for you so that when you write the copy, you can then pass that off to someone who understands some design skills, and you're trying to make it fit within an existing template so that they don't have to do all the design work on their own. So who would this funnel builder be? Well, hopefully I'm going to find someone who speaks good English and has some design skills. Whether they already understand Go High Level or ClickFunnels or whatever it is, I don't really care because I know they can learn those things. And if it takes them a month to learn those things, well, now they have one more skill in addition to other skills that I was previously looking for. And now after they've built the funnel, they can continue to do other things for me, like helping me to market that funnel. Building it is just the first step. Marketing it is really where you make the money. And so I really want someone who's going to help me market rather than just build the funnel. Then also, they've learned it, they can continue to work on it while continuing doing the marketing, and now there's just less for me to do along the way. I know the temptation is just to hire someone to build it for you really quickly and then let them go and move on. The problem is the next time you want to change that funnel, either you have to figure it out or you have to go back to them and hope that they're available and hope that they respond. And then you also have to go find someone else to help you market it. I would prefer to help the same person do both of those things because maybe there's not full-time in marketing, maybe there's not full-time in funnel building, but they're going to do both things and we're going to fill their time full-time. And now I really have a successful process with this funnel. So can you get a virtual assistant to build your funnel for you? Yes, absolutely. In this video, we covered who you should hire, the types of people, how to make this happen. Now go hire someone. Onlinejobs.ph is the best place to hire virtual assistants in the Philippines to build your funnel or to do anything else that you want, bookkeeping or accounting or video editing or podcast editing or design work or customer support or social media marketing or SEO. Any of this stuff is super reasonable to find at onlinejobs.ph.